Welcome back to the Business Systems Summit. And in this session, we're going to be chatting with Andy Willis from WFA, which is Work From Anywhere. Now, he used to run a successful and profitable conference and event management business that lasted for over 17 years. And towards the end of that, he really started to feel trapped in the business, working long hours like a lot of business owners do, and then decided that he wanted to turn that on its head and decided rather than deferring life, he wanted to follow that mantra, Carpe Diem, of seize the day. So he made some decisions and some big changes in the business, which allowed him to start to work from anywhere. He had this established business and really was able to step back from the business and work a little bit more strategically, and started visiting the French Alps over the European summer. It's, you know, loved to travel and always wanted to spend as much time over there as possible. And it's been interesting to see, because that's actually where he's making this call from right now. But he started to progressively spend more and more time overseas, and then decided, right, I need to teach other business owners how they can do this. And he built this great program that teaches business owners how to step out of those operations, how to work remotely, just like he's been able to. And he's invited me along to share with one of his mastermind groups, where we talked a lot about what we do with Systemology, and we've just found how closely our messages are aligned. So I'd like to, without further ado, welcome Andy Willis to the call.
Hey David, how are you? Yes, here I am in the French Alps.
I can see them in the background now.
Yeah, I don't know how good that picture is, because it's only 8 o'clock in the morning here, so the sun's coming up, but it's you can see the mountains in the background, which I'm actually going to visit a little bit later once we've done this call. But yeah, it's an amazing place. I love hanging out here. I've sort of become a bit of a local here.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I admire most about what you do. You really practice what it is that you preach. And in this session, I know we're going to cover specifically like one of those problems that everybody seems to have. It's the exploding inbox. It feels like there is always too many emails. No matter how many times you try and get that inbox down to zero, it just very quickly fills up again. And you've got some great strategies for reducing email and sorting it and just making it much easier to stay at inbox zero. So I'll let you take over. I think first thing, it would be great if you could just walk us through the problem that this particular system aims to solve, and then we can sort of walk through the process step by step.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it is a system that actually helps me when I'm over here, because it frees up some time. So I'm not always having to work. Okay, so let me just share the screen first.
Yep.
And so the problem we're solving here today is, which you've mentioned, is, I'm just going to move this out of the way, is inbox overwhelm. Everyone has, or most people have, this problem. And the biggest problem with it is the time. And looking here, the McKinsey Institute, Global Institute, done a, they've done a survey, and they found that the average employee spends 13 hours a week reading and responding to emails, which is 28% of their working, reading and responding to emails, 20% of their work week, which comes to like 624 hours a year, doing completely reactive and low value work. So you times 624 by an hourly rate, and it comes up to, you know, $50 an hour. You're looking at $30,000 a year. So that's a pretty big hit on your productivity. So how will we solve that? Well, first up, we're going to reduce the amount of traffic to your inbox by, I'd say, up to 80%. And this is the biggest problem, is we all get so much emails, so much traffic to our inbox, and a lot of that traffic is subscriptions and newsletters that we don't even remember signing up to, but they still hit our inbox, and we still have to deal with them in some form or another. We're going to absolutely reduce that by up to 80%. The second thing today we're going to have a look at is also a process and a strategy and a process, and most importantly, some mindset around getting your inbox to zero every day. in a very short time. And this also, this process also further reduces the traffic to your inbox. So that's what we're going to go through today. And the easiest way to do that is to demonstrate it. And I'm just going to use an old personal email that I don't use so much, but I've got plenty of emails in there. So the first thing we're going to have a look at is how to, first up, reduce the amount of traffic by 80%. And we're going to do this in about 3 minutes. You only have to do it once, and then happy days. So the biggest problem we have is we get newsletters, we get subscription emails that we don't even remember signing up for. Many people go down the track of using a different email address or having folders or labels for them, but all that takes time. So I'm going to show you a much easier method. So I'm just going to move me here so we can have a look at this. Working in the sun here, whilst it's a good backdrop, sometimes it's a bit of a challenge. So this process I'm demonstrating in Gmail. There should be an alternate process in Outlook, but we love Gmail, so we're going to do it in Gmail. So in Gmail, we're going to go up to the settings wheel here. We're going to click on settings. And we're going to go to filters and blocked addresses there at the top. And we're going to create a new filter. Now, the one common word that the majority of these subscription or newsletter emails has is the word unsubscribe. So we're going to put the word unsubscribe in includes the words, and then we're simply going to go create filter. Oh, one thing I should move there. You'll notice, and that inbox, I forgot to mention, that inbox that you were looking at had 4,103 emails in there. I can go back to it, but take my word for it. It had 4,100 and emails in there. So we're going to, the first most important thing we're going to do is click on skip the inbox. So skip the inbox means it's going to archive it. Then we're going to click on apply the label, and we're going to create a new label here. Just create a new label. Let's just call it subscription. And go create. The next important thing we do is click on also apply to matching conversations. And because that's in my way there. And then we're going to go create filter. So that should take us back to our inbox. And now if we go to our inbox, where we go, to our inbox, and we'll see that our inbox, and because I didn't show you before, you would have to take my word for it, this inbox had 4,000 odd emails in it. It's now got 9 emails in it. Now, some people might be concerned, oh, but what about some of those emails? I still want to look at them. That's fine. You can still look at them by going over here to your to the left-hand side here. And you'll see subscriptions there. And if we click on subscriptions, you can then run. And as you can see, there's 4,105 emails in there, which come from my inbox. You can run your eye down the subject lines there and decide what you want to read. So they're still there. They haven't disappeared, but they're not hitting your inbox. So you don't have to look at them every single day. And we all get so many of these. So all you're looking at is the 9 emails there. If you want to look at your newsletters or your other emails, just go and scan them every now and then. So that's the very first thing you do. We only have to do that once, and now they don't hit your inbox. So that's number one. Nice. How does that look for you, David? Okay, so that reduces, you don't have to use a different email, you don't have to do labels, you don't have to do anything. They're there, but they just don't hit your inbox.
Perfect.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to look at is, that's all well and good, but you're still getting emails every day. So the biggest problem with people with emails is they use it as a place to store stuff. So if you imagine back in the day when we used to have physical mail, like paper mail, we all had a mailbox or we had a PO box. So imagine back in those days, you go and check your mail, you look through all your mail, look what you want to decide what you want to take action on, and then you stick the other stuff back in your mailbox. The next day you come back, you've got more mail in there, you pull it all out, you decide what you want to work on or what you want to action, then you put it all back in there. Like after a week, you're then going through 50 or 60 letters physically to work out what you're going to work on. And that's exactly what people do with their inbox. They look at what they need to take action on. They leave all the rest of the stuff in there, or they label it. So they have to go through all of it, look through all the emails to see what they need to action next. And this is what takes up so much time. So we're going to look at how we're going to reduce the amount of time that you do that. So let's look at a slide here. So first up, we're going to have a look at, there's four rules I like to use for inbox. We get rid of these things out of our screen here. So the first one, and this is a bit of a mindset thing, is only look at emails twice a day. One of the reasons we get so much emails, so many emails in our inboxes, we use them as conversations. So someone will send us an email, we'll reply straight away, they'll reply back, and vice versa. So consequently, you're getting all these emails, and B, you're spending more time in your inbox. So with this process, we're going to do what's called triaging your inbox twice a day. Definitely not first thing in the morning. And the other thing, if you're only doing it twice a day, people will get used to you responding twice a day to your emails, and consequently you will get less emails. If it's really, really that important, they'll give you a call. The second rule is the 2-minute rule, and that is when you're triaging your inbox, that's what you're doing. If you can action an email within 2 minutes, do it. If not, we're going to assign it to whatever project management tool you use to actually do it at a later time. So what we're doing with your inbox is it's just triaging. The main thing is we're only going to deal with every single email once. So you either do it or move it. So if you can reply within 2 minutes, do it. If not, we're going to move it and assign it to be done at a later date, whether it's later that day or assign it to someone else at a later date. So we're going to deal with it once, action or archive. The other thing is you don't really need to delete emails, especially in Gmail. There's plenty of space in there. Just use the archive button. So that's all we're going to do there. So that's the overview of the rules. And using this inbox again, which is an old personal one, the next thing you need to do, now it depends what we're going to be using project management tools. I'm assuming many business owners do actually use project management tools. I use Asana. The other tool we're going to use is a CRM. So both of those tools with Gmail, they have things called add-ons. What the first thing you need to do is say, for instance, you're using Asana, we're going to make sure you go along and get the Asana add-on for Gmail. We can add those links in the show notes, and the same with your CRM. I use Copper CRM because I love it. It just works really well with Gmail. So make sure you've got your CRM and your project management tool add-on in your Gmail. So that's the first thing we need to do. Okay, so I will have a look at that later. So when you're triaging your emails, the first thing you need to do is actually we're just going to change some settings here. I've got them all set up, but I'll just show you the settings. So we're going to go to the settings again, and we're going to go to advanced. I'm just going to close this so we can see that. And I've already got mine enabled, but what you're going to do is click on the auto advance and click on enable. Once you do that, you will then have to click on save down the bottom. I won't do that because I've already got it enabled. So you're going to enable auto advance. And then once you go back into your settings, and you're going to scroll down to auto advance and click on go to next or newer conversation. The only other button at this stage I'd suggest is make sure that you have you've got show, send and archive button. So they're the two simple settings that you need to go through this process. Once you've done that, we can go back to our inbox. And always, when you're triaging, always start down the bottom of your inbox. And that makes sense with how we've got that set up there. Don't be tempted to go to the top one because it's a shiny object. Start down the bottom. This process is only going to take you 5 to 10 minutes. The other thing about this process is this is ideal if you're working with a virtual assistant. Many people that work with virtual assistants, they have them manage their inbox, but they use processes such as starring emails or putting them in labels or folders. So you still have to go and find them and do stuff with them. This process with a VA works fantastically. So here's our first email. We've got someone asking us, can you please call me, read the $1 million project? So that's really exciting. You'll be really tempted to get on the phone right now. Don't do it. We're going to assign this to do this after you've triaged your inbox. So bearing in mind, this process only takes 10 minutes. So if your VA is doing this, of course, she or he can assign it to you. So what we're going to do there is we click over here on Asana. Now, the choices here with this sort of email is, of course, you want to pop that straight in your sales pipeline. So if you've got a CRM integrated with your Gmail, straight away from here, you're going to put that in your pipeline and create a follow-up task. I use Copper, but I don't have it for this account, so I'll demonstrate just using Asana for now. But if you have a CRM, you can actually do it from here. But the key to this is we deal with the one email once and we assign it. So in Asana there, we can, first of all, you make sure you're signed into the right account if you've got more than one account. We're just simply going to create on a new task. From there, you can actually create the task name, you can assign it. So if this task needs to be assigned to someone else, it gives you the ability to assign it there. You can set a due date for it. I'll just move that. Most importantly, you can choose to add the email to the task. So if you add the email and it's someone needs to reply to it, in Asana, they can click on the email from there and reply to it. And you can add a description to it there if you want. Let's just click on there. You can add a description to it there if you want. Now I'm dealing with the sun. It's all well and good to have a nice background, but now I've got to deal with the sun. You can add a description. You can add it to a project. You can do whatever. For now, we're just for this demonstration, we're going to create that task and not change anything. So imagine a virtual assistant doing this. They can add some text to it. You can add some text to it. You can assign it to someone else. And then all you're going to do is go up here and click archive. That email is dealt with, done. You know it's not going to be forgotten because you've assigned it from there. Because we've got the auto advance on, instead of going out of the inbox and coming back in, it goes up to the next email. Can you please send me more details on that $1 million project that we discussed today? We can just create another task for that. I'll just quickly do these so we can just demonstrate and we'll have a look where they end up in a minute. And then quite simply, we're going to archive that. And the next one is, I have more questions. Can you please call me? So again, if you want someone else to call, you just create that task in Asana. Even if you're going to call them, that call's possibly going to take a lot longer than 2 minutes. So just go and assign it. If you're working out of a project management tool or a task management tool, that instead of working out of your email and task management and somewhere else, it's all about working from the one place and making sure you're actioning. And if you want to action this, you want to make this call tomorrow or the next day, you can set it up by the date. So you're managing your time as well as your tasks there. So let's click on create tasks. I'll just quickly go through some of these. And there you go. There, can you please go ahead with that? Of course, you then want to put it through the next part of your pipeline process. So we create a task there. And so here we have someone's got an invoice for you. So we all get invoices, bills through our email. Now we can assign this to someone to deal with, but really most accounting software packages have the ability to be able to email invoices direct into your accounting package. So that's what we're going to do with this one. We're just going to forward that to our Xero. I use Xero, whatever accounting package you're using. I'm sure I don't have the address because I'm using a different email, but you forward it to your accounting package there. And I'll just send it somewhere else for now because I don't have that stored in my system because I don't use this. So you're going to send that invoice directly into your accounting package, and then that's already in there for your accounting personnel to deal with. So it's dealt with once. Most importantly, if we click here when you are sending, we're going to click send and archive. Another way to save time, it sends that email, it archives it straight away. And then that's another one, just I've probably got too many in here. I'm just going to archive that because we've got enough to demonstrate. And say there, we'll just archive that. I think we've got enough there.
So I suppose the first step is obviously filter out any of the non-important messages where you've got the subscription. So that's kind of like a quick, easy, do one step and that'll fix it all the time. Then we move into having a set of rules on how you process an inbox. And then those rules being, is it something that can be done in under 2 minutes? If it is, then that's something that you can fix on the spot. If it's not and it takes longer, then the aim of the game is to get it out of your inbox and either assigned as a task so it can be then prioritized or delegated to someone else or forwarded off. But the aim of the game is to get that inbox to zero and not spend time in the inbox trying to action. The time in the inbox is really a sorting function, not necessarily a real doing function.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've hit the nail on the head. It's changing how we work with our inbox, and that demonstration probably took a little long, but yeah, you've nailed exactly that. So it's first of all, we reduce the traffic to the inbox. Then we've got some rules around that actually, and some mindset around, you know, how many times you do actually do that process, which actually reduces it more. And then it's the bottom line is, emails are for action. You action them once and assign them to a person, to a date. So you've dealt with it, and that's how you deal with emails twice a day.
Yeah, perfect. All right.
I think that's more or less the process for dealing with the inbox. Guarantee you'll reduce your time by at least 4 to 5 hours a week just by doing this process, and you get the joy of having zero emails in your inbox each day. There is one other email that's come here, and it's another productivity hack. You'll get a request, and this one here is, the $1 million project went so well that I want to discuss a $3 million project. Can we arrange a time to meet? And this is another really big productivity challenge that people have, is someone someone will send you an email wanting to either meet up or arrange a Zoom meeting or a call. They'll give you a time, then that time won't suit you, so you'll go back with your times. That those times won't suit them, so you end up going backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. There is a much simpler way, and I like to call it securing appointments in just one click. And I actually have a process for that, which is a really, really simple process. Takes out all that backwards and forwards, and I'm happy to provide that a link to that process to your listeners there, which I can provide the link in the show notes as well. It's a very, very simple process. It will save you hours.
Yeah, perfect. So I think the key is a lot of these things with email, you're in there every single day, most people, spending quite a lot of time. Any improvements on productivity can pay huge dividends over a long period of time. Things like scheduling of a calendar appointment, if you're able to reduce that significantly, but then you multiply that out over the course of the next few years, and then the amount of time saved is huge. One thing I did want to have a look at, Andy, was just then, and obviously it's going to vary depending on how people are using their project management tool, but how you then take those tools once they get, or those tasks once they're in Asana, and then process it from okay. there.
Yeah, so if people are working in their Asana, and here you'll see recently assigned, so they're the ones that we actually just process from our email, and they come up if they've been assigned to you, they come up on your recently assigned, and you can manage them from here. You can go in and say, I don't need to do that until X date. Really, I don't want to be doing that. Let's assign it to someone else. So as part of your process, very simply, if you're working in the one place, you're managing everything in the one place. So it gives you control. Nothing leaks. And you go back to a clean slate every day. I spend 15 minutes to 30 minutes in email maximum per day. I also work with a virtual assistant. I've never emailed her once.
Mm-hmm. What's the process then of reallocation once it's into, let's say, Asana here? Do you then, after you've done your email, is that the time at which you then start working in Asana and going from there? Or again, you have 2 points in the day where you're processing emails, and then you've got other times in the day when then you're then focusing on your project management?
Yeah, well, good point there, David. So I work out of Asana for most of my day. That's how I organize my life. So you do your emails twice, and then because you're working from your task management or your project management all day, that's where you're working from each day anyway. So you're just then going in there and managing from there anyway, because that's where you're working from. So because I work in and everything I do is in Asana, that's the place I spend most of my day, and I can reorder those tasks. And from here, if I click on that, I can put a due date on it. I can reassign it to someone. I can assign it to a project. So that second part is all about how you work, which is another process altogether, how you work in Asana. And of course, I work in Asana and work with it, with integrated with System Hub as well. So like I said, that's a whole another big process, which of course you share in a lot of your education as well, and something I share as part of my Work From Anywhere program.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, I think that brings us sort of to the end of that, and we'll include some links in the show notes where people can grab the extra systems, and we'll have a look at getting this process, you know, some additional supporting notes as well, so people can keep on top of that and apply it for their own inbox. So if you want to find out more about Andy's system, make sure you head over to thebusinesssystemsummit.com and check out his session. All right, Andy, thanks again.
Cheers.